No, no, it's more fitting as wait. Oh fuck, I lost the tune. Ben little lin in it. Ben little lin in it. No, nothing.
Bennett. Nope.
So, welcome back to another episode of More on Movies.
Well, hello.
Hello.
Yeah, do we introduce ourselves here? No, huh? We don't do that. So. Yeah.
Well, it's you guys are the hosts and I'm special guest.
No, it's always different people.
Yeah, it's different people.
So no, everyone's special guest. No, I know, but like, you guys are hosts.
No, he's a special guest as well.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were a host.
No, I wasn't here last two times
we
recorded.
We've done episodes without him.
But you guys have a commercial together for it.
That doesn't mean I'm a host.
No. He was my special guest in the commercial.
Yeah.
Wow.
Because so far, I'm the only constant. Yeah.
Okay.
How are you offended that he's also a special guest?
I'm not offended. Right. I said okay. Did I not?
All right. Sounds like it.
Don't press me right now. Forewarned you.
So welcome back to another episode of More on Movies with your host, me, Patrick Villegas.
And your other host, me, apparently.
And my special guest host.
There we go.
There you go.
Yeah, my special guest host, Abraham. Say hello or something.
Hello.
And
just a guest.
Just a person.
And this woman.
The occupant of this couch.
She was here when we set up, so I guess we kind of had to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She wouldn't relinquish the mic.
I wouldn't relinquish the couch.
She brought her own mic.
Miss Erica Corona.
Hello.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like that name.
I know. I don't either.
No? What I do you...
Well, that sounds the last name. It sounds too... Ugh. All
right. What do I... Just
Erica.
And Erica. Yeah.
My last name is like...
Garbage. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, I mean, it's all pandemic-y and shit.
It is.
You've just been hearing it everywhere, and I'm like totally over it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Erica COVID.
Erica Rona.
Mm-hmm.
Yup.
All right, so we actually Miss Erica added a new feature to the podcast this time.
I like that. Miss Erica.
Miss Erica, yeah.
Lady
Erica.
Thank you.
Yeah. Lady Erica. It would be Lady Corona.
No. But,
okay, fine. Lady Erica added a new feature to More on Movies this week.
What did I add?
The wheel of whatever the fuck.
Oh, the wheel of movies.
I was about to ask you, what do you call it?
The wheel of whatever movies. The fuck.
Yeah, so she added the wheel of movies. And if you guys want to see that, you can go over to the IG. What is it?
TWTA pod on the IG.
Yeah. And Erica's going to put up the wheel of movies. So,
yeah, so you can see it go. Ching. You're going to watch. Yay. Clap, go, 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 clap. And then the title.
Yeah.
You can see how we pick movies.
Mm-hmm.
Now.
Yeah. Now. It's a really good idea.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Before we used to just write them on roaches and step on one.
And then we'd be like, well, not that movie because obvious. And then the one that survived would be like, all right, that's the one.
We've gone through so many roaches. And I guess some movies we'll never see because I'm sure some of them got away.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if you find a roach out there with...
Don't let us know. We don't need to know. We don't care. That's disgusting.
I think this roach is named Braveheart.
That's not in Will of Movies.
Oh, yeah, it's not.
Whatever.
That's a good movie, though. But, okay, so the Wheel of Movies landed on The Wolverine.
Yeah.
Bin-a-lin-a-lin-a-nit.
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 Nope, wrong.
Yeah. Is it the da-na-na-na-na part?
Nope.
There's no da-na-na-na-na-na.
Yeah, huh?
Yeah, later on, yeah.
Well, okay, but it's the beginning. Like,
yeah,
that's not
the beginning.
That's not, yeah.
Yeah, but there is a da-na-na-na part.
Yeah, like way after.
Okay. But there is.
So we landed on The Wolverine.
Oh, the Wolverine.
The Wolverine.
Well,
let me set the stage, okay? Because this is exactly 100% true to life what happened in the opening scene of the movie.
Mm-hmm.
Just a beautiful ocean scene, okay? and then it pans down to a beautiful Japanese war camp. And Abraham says, oh, man, that's beautiful. I hope it never changes.
That's not what happened.
That's exactly what happened.
That's not what happened. So in my defense, I've never watched the movie, so I didn't know how it started. I didn't know what to expect.
So I didn't know I held these beliefs until I saw.
No. No, definitely not. I didn't know the very important location we were at the moment. I was just as surprised as they were.
Oh. Ooh, I don't know about that, man.
That's rough.
So clearly Abraham has some opinions.
Oh, man.
Fucking hell. So, yeah, I have many issues with this opening scene. Okay, the main thing, what we ended up getting into a little bit of an argument about is you start off with Bone Claw Wolverine because he doesn't have adamantium yet and so all that. We assume you know all about these characters and shit.
Yeah, like, we're not watching the movie. Exactly. You've seen the other ones.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And preferably you've seen this one too. Otherwise, you're just listening to ridiculous spoilers with no context, and that's a really bad way to go into a movie.
Mm-hmm. Go watch it.
Yeah, go watch it. So you start off.
But don't.
No, I think it's worth a watch.
Well, we'll get into what we think later, I think. I will anyway.
Only part that surprised me was the end. That was after the credits.
Oh, yeah. So we started off with Bone Claw Wolverine, and we got into a little bit of an argument about how you'd get used to the pain of, like, you're, like, being shot and hurt and things like that, because he's super old, and he heals up and all of that, instantly.
Yeah.
So you don't think you'd get used to the pain?
No, never.
Why?
I think so. I think it would diminish.
Yeah,
it would diminish, but you wouldn't get used to it. Like, you wouldn't be like, you get shot and you're just like, oh, whatever.
Well, I'm not saying oh, whatever. Like, he's a scarecrow, but I mean, you'd be like, it wouldn't be so traumatic to where you're like, ugh, and then you fucking, you know, whatever. Like, it would be less and less because you know you're not going to fucking die from it.
Yeah.
So you take more.
Oh, yeah. That's a bullet.
I think it'll be less. I don't think it's going to keep getting less and less and less until there's nothing.
No, but you learn to put up with it. You learn to
But that's why he does hit takes the shot and.
Because later one of my notes
to you, I feel like you when you said it, I felt like you were saying he just fucking gets shot and keeps going. Like it didn't faze him at all. He's just like,
he would keep going.
But he'd be in pain.
No, yeah, that's why. Patrick made it seem like he wouldn't.
No, that's not. That's not. No.
As the way you made it seem.
That's not how I made it seem.
Exactly how
you made
it seem.
But okay, as Bone Claw, yeah. Then, okay, because his bones are still breaking and whatever. Mm-hmm. Once he's adamantium, yeah, no, you definitely just take a shot and keep going. Like, there's no, it's just tissue damage at that point. And
you don't think it burns momentarily?
I'm sure it burns, but it's not going to stop his actual forward momentum.
No,
his actual
I never said it was gonna.
That's what you said.
No, I didn't. That's like me all right. I didn't say he's gonna stop. That shot should have put him down. That's not what I said.
Okay.
You're saying that's what I said.
I'm not saying, I'm not putting words in your mouth. You're putting words in mine. I was just voicing my opinion. And then you started voicing
my
make-believe opinion.
I don't like it.
All right.
This is why we should record when we're watching the movie.
So we would have proof of when Patrick said.
Okay. Then you have the Japanese officers who, as the nuclear bomb is being dropped, they kill themselves. So my question to you guys is, do you kill yourself or do you take on the nuclear blast?
I can take it.
Mm-hmm. Shoot him in the face.
Yeah.
I'd kill myself.
In like a very painful way,
yeah,
though?
Yeah, of course.
I don't know. Definitely.
Oh, but you're used
that.
To the pain, so it's fine. Yeah. Okay. Got it.
I
don't have these scars for nothing.
I don't get that. Yeah. With that type of bomb, your nerves are gonna be just scorched, and you're not gonna feel anything.
Yeah.
Like, that's how quick you go. Why wouldn't you want to feel something?
Okay, let me fucking stab you with a knife right now in your hand.
All
right. Shut up. You're such a fucking liar. You're going to be all owie, howie.
I mean, yeah, I'm going to be owie.
But you still did it.
You still did it.
Yeah.
It is what it is. Yeah.
So they kill themselves.
Yeah.
And then Wolverine saves one of the dudes, pulls him down his hidey hole, and is like, hey, stay down here because I happen to know what this nuclear blast is. That's my issue. That's my main issue with this movie. How the hell did he know what a nuclear blast is? How did he survive it? How did the other guy survive it? How did he know, hey, it's not safe to go up there for many days? These are all questions that I have because he did all of that.
He's gone through it before.
How?
In his past lives. He's been around for many years.
Maybe he was keeping up with the whole Manhattan Project, so he knew.
How? I don't know. In Japan.
At that time.
Yeah.
But maybe a week before, he wasn't.
A week before, he was in Manhattan.
Days of Future Past.
Wolverine does Manhattan. We haven't watched that movie yet.
That's I don't know. That's a good question. I don't know how.
So, okay. And then setting a precedent for the rest of this movie, Wolverine just absorbs that nuclear blast, blocking all of the heat transference and energy and all of that from the guy at the bottom that he's protecting.
Right.
Even though the front of him is all severely burned and, like, flesh falling off and his hair is gone and everything. And then he immediately heals. Mm-hmm. Like, within 3 seconds, he's already, like, healing up and shit. Like, fully.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just putting that out there to set a precedent for the rest of my issues with this movie. Yeah.
We can already tell. You're not going to like a lot of things.
Then my next note... I don't mean to take this over, but my next note is, do bears lift their legs to pee?
What?
Because they showed that bear when he's in the woods later. The bear lifts its leg like a dog to pee.
Oh, I didn't even catch that.
I didn't
catch the bear pee.
It was like all dark to me.
Yeah.
That's just my question. Like, holy that's crap. Weird. Like, does that happen? Do they
I don't
do
know.
That?
We need to ask
I don't know.
Someone from National Geographic.
Yeah.
Or I can just Google it. Well... a YouTube video of bear peeing. Oh no! Dead bears.
Oh. Well, that wasn't.
They squat.
I think you clicked on the wrong video. Yeah.
No, I went to the images.
You shouldn't have done that.
Well, I thought there was gonna be a bear.
So yeah, that's my thing.
Yeah, no, that was super weird. I'm still not even. Yeah, my notes don't start until he walks into the store. Oh,
really?
Wait, this was.
Yeah.
Oh no, yeah, this was already before.
Yeah.
Yeah. Never mind.
Because it goes from bear peeing, then to the store.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
Store, then bear.
Mm-mm.
And then the bar.
Mm-mm.
No.
Mm-mm. He's in the woods because it goes from the nuclear blast where the guy's like, oh my god, and boom.
Oh cut my god,
scene.
Your face.
Yeah, cut scene to woods.
Yeah.
Late at night or early morning in the woods, and then he's walking down to the store and the bear goes and he's like, what's up, bear? And that's when the bear pees.
Huh.
Yeah.
I thought, okay, yeah, then both of us had it wrong. Since we didn't catch when the bear was peeing,
mm-hmm.
we thought it was at night when
early morning heading down, and that's when the hunters are getting all their shit and they go.
Oh, yeah.
They head up, yeah.
Didn't catch that.
Then another cut scene to the middle of the night where he's listening to his radio getting drunk, and you hear the screaming from the dudes and the bears and all that shit.
Oh, no. It was an arrow, right?
No, there were shots, though.
There was?
Yeah.
Bus. Yeah. Yeah, no, because my first thing is I like Bumverine's look.
Mm-hmm.
I really like that. Long hair, long beard, long everything.
Mm-hmm.
That's what she said.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
To a bum?
Bum so, Wolverine? Just okay. Fucking wash him up in that fucking tub and hit him
well,
with
the Well,
then
he's
brooms.
Not Bum Wolverine.
Yeah.
Eh, he's still got the long hair.
Oh, so long hair just makes you a bum?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. All right.
Like people out there with long hair.
You hear that, Alan?
So those hunters.
Uh huh.
Shoot a poison arrow into that bear, which poison is a through line through this entire movie, which
oh, yeah.
I hate.
Yeah.
So they shoot the bear with a poison arrow. And my thing is, okay, yeah, it sucks, but I definitely would have put the bear out of its misery. But then I also would have gone super fucking berserker barrage on the hunters with, like, no questions asked, man. And I think if knife hands were my superpower, I would get very comfortable murdering people right away.
It's funny that you say that, because I asked right here, could you kill an animal if you saw it in distress like that?
Mm-hmm.
That was one of my questions. But then also I was like, why do you have to go looking for problems, Logan? Just leave those fucking hunters alone. This was at night when he was in the cave listening mm-hmm. to his radio.
Mm-hmm.
And then he heard all the commotion. It's like, just turn around, go to sleep, do something. Don't go be nosy.
But not if it's his fucking buddy bear, man.
Yeah, but...
his bub. Bub the bear.
Mm-hmm. Like, he would have found out the next morning. Then he can hunt him.
I guess.
But he's got to be nosy. He hears some noises. He's like, what's that?
It's his animal instinct to be
no,
nosy.
No, animalistic instinct is to run away from all noises.
Mm. No, he's a predator.
I think it's because he's a hero that he heard the people screaming and he went to go see what's up. Then he saw what they did. Like, I think he initially went down there to help the people.
Mm-hmm.
But then he's like, oh, these people are bullshit. Fucking, I'm avenging this bear. But I can't call it that legally. And he can't be a revenger either.
What about you? Can you put a bear out? Or an animal? A horse?
Probably not.
A duck? Goose?
I don't think so.
None?
You'd
let them suffer?
No, I'd probably go get someone to do it.
Wolverine.
No, yeah.
I hate this.
I don't want to do it. Can you do it, please? Thank you.
So you'd let it suffer even more. Wow.
Unfortunately.
You'd help it do seppuku. Or you wouldn't.
I don't have that kind of heart.
Hmm.
To end its misery?
To, like...
No, I mean, it's still shitty. Yeah.
Like, yeah. Like, I know it's in pain, and I would want to do it, but I wouldn't be able to bring myself to. Just,
I want to kill it so bad. But I shouldn't. I shouldn't.
I couldn't bring myself to do it.
Hmm. I guess so. I guess so. What part was next?
So then he goes in to go after the hunters.
In the bar.
Oh, yeah, and then the he does go all fucking berserker barrage.
Yeah.
Yeah, but then Squishy Face stops him.
Yeah, Weird Face comes in. And okay, my thing with that is, does that really work with a sword where you like cut shit so fast it takes a second to fall?
I'd assume if it's that sharp and if it's that fast, yes, because it still needs to separate.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know when like things get stuck on, like okay, if you put like a glass of water and there's a little bit of water.
And then you cut it with a sword and it sits there?
You put a little bit of water and mm-hmm. it gets stuck to the
yeah.
top.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe something like that where it's going to take a while for it to separate.
Mm.
Like let the air go through.
Because yeah, that's how sharp and that's how quick. Maybe? I don't know.
I've got to try it.
I've never... I don't think we can find a sword that
no,
sharp.
No, definitely not.
I have the Master Sword if you want to try it with that. Pretty sure that's just going to smash everything.
I'm totally down to try it with that. But yeah, I just wonder if with a real katana and shit, if that's a real thing. You know, like, how real that is.
Yeah.
I don't know. Just the question that I had. Because she starts fucking chopping shit, you know?
Yeah. And nothing happened.
Yeah.
Like in animes. Anime? Animes? I don't know.
Animu.
Yeah. Anima.
Animai.
Oh, that shouldn't happen in animas. Well, what did you write?
So these are all Japanese characters. This all takes place, or you know, it starts in fucking Minnesota or wherever, and then it all goes over to Tokyo.
Mm-hmm.
So they're all primarily Japanese characters. So what's her name?
Yukio?
It's not Yu-Gi-Oh. It's Yukio.
It's not that either.
No. What is it?
It started with an M.
No, that's his girlfriend.
Yeah, isn't that?
Yeah, that's Mariko.
That's Mariko. Yeah. No, no. Weird Face.
Oh.
It's Yuki. Yukio.
I'm going to say Yuki cuz I know it's not Yu-Gi-Oh.
Yeah,
I think
no,
it's Yukio.
Yukio.
I didn't pay attention.
So, okay. Sword Face, Weird Face.
Yeah.
Yukio. Says
she's gonna feel all bad about herself.
my employer Japanese name, an old man's Japanese name, asked for Wolverine. I have written here, Abraham, what's that employer's name? I wanted you to do your old Japanese man.
Oh, no, I'm not going to put that out there.
That was the point. I wanted you to do that. But all right, then. Fuck.
What I said earlier was already bad enough.
Well, yeah, that was not on mic, though.
That was on mic.
About the beautiful Japanese war camp?
Yeah, weren't you already recording?
Yeah. Oh, okay. I didn't know that's what you were referring to. I thought you were referring to the other many
what
things.
What other thing did I say?
Kidding.
Oh, I was like, oh, God.
No, yeah.
Here, I don't even realize it anymore.
Your hero?
We all do that.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
I don't think that's... I'm okay leaving that in. Like, I don't think that's offensive or anything. That's... If you're offended by that, listen to a different podcast, because come on.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is.
Do you guys have notes so far, or no?
No, my first note is, why is Jean Grey in this?
Oh, no.
That's like way there.
Yeah.
Mine is after that. As soon as he got picked up, how he was just throwing a temper tantrum in the car. Let me out. Let me out. Let me out. Let me out. Yeah. And I was like, come on, dude. You're the fucking Wolverine. Calm down.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, I'm so embarrassed for you right now.
So, okay, then that. After he was, yeah, but yeah, that is ridiculous. He could just cut the fucking car in half and get out if he really wanted to, you know.
There's a lot of things you could have done in this movie.
Yeah.
Or just make yourself super heavy and break the car.
That's another thing.
He's like 800 pounds.
The Wolverine physics.
How much does he weigh?
Yeah, it's going to be like 500-600 pounds, man. But yeah, the Wolverine physics in this movie upset me to no end, man. Like, it really, really bothers me.
Oh, what?
Hmm.
No.
What, 400?
300 pounds.
No, that's bullshit.
But he's 5'3".
Still, no.
Aw.
So, I guess...
No.
It's like a little mini juggernaut.
Well, because if you have adamantium, remember, they're not, it's not his whole bones. He's just coated, or the bones are just coated in adamantium. So it's not the full thing, I guess.
Okay, I guess.
Yeah, that's why now thinking about it that way, I was like, okay.
Because we did see him, like, you know.
It's like wrapped
whoa,
in.
Whoa, what did you see?
When he was drilling in his little bones.
Finger just right up the chuff like that.
Yep.
Take it, Wolverine.
So, okay, he's already been picked up, and he's in fucking Yoshida's house now.
Yeah.
Okay, he's going to go meet the grandpa. I get that there are guards, and, like, there's been death threats and all of that shit. But there's the grandpa, the granddaughter, Mariko.
Mm-hmm.
Then there's the son, the father, okay? Then Yukio. Those are the people that live there. That's the family.
Mm-hmm.
That's four people. There are, like... 500 people in that fucking house. Mm-hmm. Like, they're all on staff and all of that, but there are people in other rooms doing other things other than the guards and the doctor and shit. Who are all these fucking people? Why are there so many fucking people there in the house?
I'm assuming more bodyguards? Remember, they did say that the Yakuza had, like, attacked them a bunch of times or something.
Yeah, but, like...
They're construction workers.
Oh, it's like the Winchester house. They're constantly building this house.
That
yeah.
Makes sense.
All right, then. Okay, fair enough.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah, no, I don't know. I paid attention to all the bodyguards, but not anyone else inside the house.
Because there's a maid and a butler.
Yeah.
Clearly. So, like, okay, a single maid and a single butler. I get that. There's only four people in that house. I think that's a bigger job than a maid and a butler to take care of that enormous place, especially if there's 100 people in the fucking house at any given time. It's a big job for them. But you don't see any other staff. There are just people.
Friends?
I guess.
Yeah.
Extended family thing?
Like, her dad, all his friends, like the fucking, the fiancé, maybe he loves her too?
No, he doesn't. We see his place later.
Mm-hmm. His penthouse looking place.
Maybe he has a room there.
I guess.
When he's in town.
Fair enough. When he's it's the same city. So, yeah. And then what bothered me was that they're like, oh, we need to get you to Tokyo because fucking Yoshida's dying. And this is like a hurry thing. And so he's like, oh, fuck. All right. I guess I'm going. From wherever they were in the U.S., hopping onto the fucking plane, going through the airport, going through all of that bullshit, getting over to Tokyo. He didn't shower, didn't change, didn't anything because they were in such a rush. Mm-hmm. Then as soon as they get there, they're like, hey, no, we need a bath scene. Like, this is going to take time before we introduce you to your fucking buddy.
Yeah. Because when you have Hugh Jackman in your movie, you always write a bath scene.
I get that. I get that. But then don't make it such a rushy thing. Be like, he's fucking dying, but you want to see my dick? Yeah. Like, you know what I mean? Let him die and then you can see it. You know?
I'm assuming it's like hygienic. Because, you know, he's all sick and stuff, so they don't want him and his bumminess.
Oh, that's true. Everybody was wearing masks.
Yeah.
That's so very true. It's a hygiene thing.
They have to cleanse him and get rid of all the Rona before he sees him.
I'm okay with that. Mm-hmm. I'm okay with that explanation then. That's, yeah, there we go. That's fair.
That, and also, there's a lot of respect things out there in Japan that you do, so hygiene is probably a big one, too.
Yeah. He didn't take off his shoes, so at least he can do a shower.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. They don't, because they don't like eat on the train or
no, you don't eat in public.
But there was a stewardess person in the train, like the ones with the little carritos with snacks and food.
To make sure you're not eating.
She's collecting them. She's taking them away from you.
Yeah, because I was gonna mention it. We were watching it. They had just came out of the door and they were just like talking to the little person, like next to him with their little carrito. And I was like, that's cool. It's like an airplane. Well, old. Airplanes, yeah. They don't do that shit no more.
But what do you mean? They don't do like peanuts and shit
on airplanes or buses on
airplanes.
Trains. They still do it.
They haven't been lately because of the Rona.
Well, last flight I went on, they did it. This was in March last year. But I haven't been on a plane since then.
Yeah,
no. My parents went to Guatemala. They said that they didn't get anything.
No, probably because it was Guatemala.
They have a lot more sanitation than they do here.
I believe it. Everybody does, man. Fucking U.S. is terrible.
I was in Mexico, man. Jeez. It was legit in Mexico.
Yep. We're the fucking worst. No wonder everybody hates us.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I hate us.
Yeah. Jinx.
You owe me a hate.
Yep. Both of you owe me stuff today.
Man. No, I said you owe me a hate.
I said jinx.
Doesn't matter. You didn't say what I owed you.
You didn't let me finish.
Nope, too late. You owe me a hate. But anyway, what's her name? Moko?
Mm-hmm.
Moriko.
Which one? The girlfriend Moriko. Or weird face?
Moriko.
The girlfriend.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw when she was like, she was fucking Wolverine across the garden or whatever that was. I was like,
what's wrong with her? Bitch slapped by her dad?
Yeah. I was like, man, she wants to bathe that guy real bad.
Okay. Before that, it was, excuse me, we're getting to Erica's favorite part of this movie, because that's when he was introduced, the slap came after he was introduced to the grandfather.
Oh, the bed.
Who is on a ridiculous,
fucking amazing pin box bed.
Mm-hmm.
I want one so bad.
That seems so uncomfortable.
That thing cannot be more comfortable than a hospital bed, is my note.
No, it has to be comfortable.
Nope. It can't be.
Because it gets in all your nooks and crannies.
I don't want a steel rod in my nooks and cranny.
I was going to say, did you see the edges of it? All those little
heads of nails.
Yeah.
That's what they look like.
Well, it's comfortable.
That's comfortable. Laying
and
on
then
a
you
bed
move
of nails.
And it moves with you. And then it just like sustains you.
That's what she wants. She doesn't want to have to move.
I don't
want to
fucking move. I want the bed to move for me.
That's fair.
You want to live in a Wally world is what you want.
Oh, my God, yes. I don't even care anymore.
Oh, wow. That's why people hate us. Because we want fucking Wally beds.
Mm-hmm.
Someone's reading their notes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out what I wrote.
Okay. Well, I'm going to go then. Because it was a thing we both commented on. Because now that fast forward to... That chick, his girlfriend, Mariko, gets slapped. Mm-hmm. And it's now later that night and the grandpa dies. They're wheeling him out. And fast forward to the funeral where Snake Face comes out with her stupid fucking gloves that I hate.
Oh, man. She was wearing some nice ass shoes, though.
I didn't pay attention to the shoes.
Oh, see, nice okay, shoes. Okay, there we go. I have a bunch of notes before that.
Oh, okay.
Going over them, I was like, what happened here? But then I finally got to the funeral, and I was like, oh, okay. I thought I had skipped the funeral, but no. Okay, so before that then, let's go back to where she got slapped.
Okay.
I was wondering, I was like, lady got slapped and she wants to seppuku herself? Because her, just her,
oh
no,
yeah, she's about
dad.
To throw herself off of the ledge into the fucking ocean.
Because her face got rocked.
Yeah.
Like,
you oh just, yeah, I think I did right.
Yeah, you just take that shit and you're like, give me another one. Yeah?
But why is everyone so angry?
Why is everyone so willing to fucking kill themselves? Like, all willy-nilly.
That's how it is, man.
Small things.
How it, well, I mean, later in the story, you find out it's not small things. Well, but, mean, like, I mean, yeah.
It's a small thing when you were just told something so important.
That's true.
Oh, yeah. Very and true. I have this is like, face off. Because they want Wolverine to...
Take his face off.
To take his face off and put it on the old man. And then Mariko is dramatic, and Yukio has a caca face. Those are my notes.
Oh, man. And then I also put here, dumpster baby?
Dumpster baby?
Oh, squishy face. Was a dumpster baby.
I was going through the trash and blah, blah, blah.
Oh,
and
yeah. Then they I don't kept have time me. For this shit.
Yeah. That's what I was like, oh, dumpster baby. There we go. I just thought that was funny. And, so right there, I guess before they ended up going to the funeral, Wolverine's sleeping, laying down. I don't know. He took a little nappy nap.
Mm-hmm.
But then he started hallucinating or dreaming, whichever one he was doing, about Jean again.
Yeah.
And that's when I was like, oh, fuck. Jean can still get it. Like, holy crap.
But why is she in the movie? I don't get it.
Because that's his lady.
Yeah.
Like, he's all in love with her.
Yeah, but she's not in love with him.
Maybe she is.
Yeah. Nah, there was always that back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
She told you. Yeah, she psychicked you. Oh, you're going to get a lumpy head.
Oh, that's why you had that lump.
Yeah, I psychicked her. That's why I have a headache. Yeah,
like a tin can that...
That's why I have a headache, Jean Grey's coming through.
Uh-huh. Make sure she doesn't fucking you.
Oh, oh yeah. No, don't Thanos me, please.
Yeah.
So, okay, to the funeral, unless you guys have notes before then.
No.
Yes.
You do? Go for it.
Just wondering why the Drift King's in there.
Oh, that's at the funeral.
That's, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But that's it. That was my only question.
Oh, and the guy on the fucking roof, I would have seen him.
Oh yeah, Mr. Stealth.
Yeah, I would have seen him right away.
On a sunny day, up on a roof, dressed all in black. Yeah.
It's just.
And the roof is not black, by the way.
No, it is absolutely
gray.
Not. Yeah. So. And he's like doing a really bad job of hiding.
Yeah.
Like yeah.
There's just like a little. Like if you.
Yeah. If you tried to crouch and your knees hurt, that's what he was doing.
Yeah.
He bent over a little bit. Great ninja work, guy.
So then after that, Wolverine sees the Yakuza tattoo and he's like, oh, something's up here. So he goes to disrupt the funeral and takes a shotgun blast to the gut. Okay. That dazes him and he's like, oh, what the fuck? And
he's like, ow, bro, where
things slow down and shit. He took a nuclear blast to the everything moments ago. And right now he's like, oh, you got me with a shotgun and I'm down for the count.
Yeah, because he was already
infected with the little boogly boog.
Yeah, but that still wouldn't like. Okay, so it's not going to heal, but that wouldn't mean, oh, this hurts more than a nuclear blast that dissolved my entire body.
You know what it is, maybe?
Hmm.
You never get used to the pain.
Like, idiotic, dude. Because he didn't even... Okay, his entire body got dissolved by the nuclear blast. Mm-hmm. He didn't scream. He was just like...
Yeah, because remember what I said? It happens so fast and it's so hot that your nerves just burn up. You don't feel it.
But it wasn't.
Yeah, and your adrenaline.
It was. His adrenaline got burned up even.
No, that doesn't get burned up.
I'm pretty sure it got burned up.
No.
The shotgun to the gut, he wasn't like expecting not to heal. So I think it was more the shock. He was shook. He's like, why am I still bleeding? What's going on? Heal. Nope, not healing. That's what it was.
Yeah, must be. No, what it was, he's like, oh, that's so loud. Yeah, normally those things on his mask, those are not, that's those sound dampeners. That's why. Those are earmuffs. So okay, now we're in a fight, in a mini boss battle with the Yakuza, and immediately
so many.
Oh yes, so many.
Oh my god!
Because I have a note about that too. But immediately, bad guys lose their shirts so that you can tell which ones are Yakuza. They're either wearing shirts or no shirts or leather jackets
with no shirts under.
With no shirts under, so you can tell who's bad guys and who's suit guys who are good guys. And then Wolverine.
And sunglasses.
And sunglasses, correct. Ridiculous that just, oh, shots fired, shirts off.
Yeah, suns, there was suns, more Yakuza than people attending.
Guns out, guns out. Yeah. That's what it's...
It really is. Maximum mobility, maybe.
Yeah, I guess.
That was ridiculous.
So, and with that, in the fight with the Yakuza, there's a scene where, okay, this is where I liked the physics of Wolverine, okay? Because he is made of adamantium, okay? There's a dude there. He's in a punch up with a Yakuza guy, and the dude throws a low kick and just shatters his shin on Logan's shin. That I liked because that would happen all the fucking time. Yeah. All these dudes throwing
like
punches.
Like in the first X-Men.
Yeah. All these dudes throwing punches would be breaking their hands, and it would just bing, bing, bing on Logan.
He's like walking around like Superman.
Yeah. And that's what it would have been. And when he breaks his shin, I'm like, yes, that's good Wolverine physics. That's the only time throughout this entire movie that I remember liking the Wolverine physics of it. The rest of it, no.
Yeah, I think it's more effective for him to just walk around and punch people.
Yeah.
Because he didn't really stab or slash a lot of people.
No, he did.
Not a lot.
Just it, punch and...
Because
punch and...
If I was Wolverine, or if anybody, if you guys were Wolverine...
Mm-hmm.
Your first thing is to slash people, right?
No.
Or stab them.
I'd be more stabby.
Well, yeah, but one of those two are the options.
I would do what she said, the punch and...
I'd trick
people. Yeah, but, okay, but death is
what I'm saying. Oh,
yeah,
definitely.
Like, yeah.
That's a...
He wasn't doing that a lot. Like, not to everyone. That's... When you're fighting the Yakuza...
Yeah, that's very true. It's not rated R.
He was throwing a lot of people. He was punching a couple of people. And I was like, Wolverine wouldn't do that.
He was using people as human shields. What do you mean he wouldn't do that?
He wouldn't just punch people or just throw them.
Oh, no, I agree.
That's what I'm saying.
No, I in my head, those were all knife punches. Those were not regular punches.
Oh, see, no. To me,
like, I just assume his claws are out all the time.
No, that's what I didn't like they weren't.
No, I know... Actually, they in the movie they weren't, but if this were real Wolverine, they would be out all the
time.
Exactly. Yeah.
That's why I didn't like a lot of that.
Okay.
Because every person he would come across would be dead.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah.
But people got away.
Yeah, people survived. Like, there's many lawsuits now.
Yeah.
That's
how I was like,
See, and then my issue back to the physics of Wolverine. In this Yakuza fight, in the beginning, shotgun blast dazed him.
Mm-hmm.
Before that, nuclear blast, no problem, walks it off. Then he starts fucking, he breaks that dude's leg, and after that, he's just fucking, give me all of them bullets, I'm just going to eat them up. And they don't affect him throughout the rest of the movie. Like, he's just, even though he's still poisoned and whatever, he's just taking them. And he gets shot, like, honestly, like a dozen times. And the only one that affected him was a shotgun blast to the gut. The rest... Point blank, we're fine. I mean, until they started bleeding. The bleeding was the problem, not the bullet wounds themselves.
Because
He's used to gunshots.
So then, okay.
Not shotgun. No,
oh, not shotgun blasts. You're right. And he's used to the first nuclear blast ever. Yeah.
See, with that one, I'm letting that one go because
that
he has
throws
healing
the
powers.
That throws the whole thing off for me, the physics. Because if he can survive that and, like, I mean, he may have been, I was going to say not bad an eye, but he may have been because his eyelids were burned off.
Yeah.
So who knows? But just sitting there, just staring. But, okay. So, okay, fine. There's no pain expression, no nothing because his everything dissolved. Yeah. I get it. But he comes back immediately and he's fine. He walks it off and he's like, hey, I just died, but like, you don't go up there because you won't be okay telling the dude.
Mm-hmm.
And then a shotgun blast dazes him. Like, that does not...
When they took away his healing.
It doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. It just doesn't matter.
It was sad because Mariko was like, leave me alone.
Because the healing doesn't affect the actual hit. The healing affects after, but it still would hurt the same. It still would feel the same. It still would impact him and push him back the same and everything. There would be no difference except, oh, now I'm going to bleed out. So I don't know why it dazed him. Like, it just, the physics of his body and the way he works just really bothered me in this movie, because they were severely, the nuclear blast, like, it's like throwing Superman in. Like, it's your thing where nothing can hurt him after that. And the fact that there's now, we're supposed to believe that, oh, this sword or this gun is going to put his life in jeopardy. No, I don't buy it.
You're very critical on movies, though.
On this specific thing, mm-hmm. Yes. Because it's so inconsistent in the same movie. Forget about stuff that happened in other movies. I'm not critical about that because it's a different interpretation. Fine. In this movie itself, it starts out with him being Superman and then he's just a guy. Mm-hmm. And I don't buy it because he's still made of metal.
No, he's not made of metal.
His bones are covered in metal. Like,
yeah,
the bullets would not go through him.
The tendons.
Yeah.
Everything else is not.
Yeah.
So.
Maybe.
Because in the comic.
Because those shots were hitting his bones.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas the gunshot hit his tum-tum.
Yeah.
So it hit no bone.
Yeah.
It was more organs.
Yeah.
So then, because he's not healing properly,
the healing
ouchie,
has nothing.
Ouchie.
The healing doesn't impact the pain receptors, though. It would still feel the same. It would be after the fact that he is affected by the healing.
Okay, well,
because he gets knocked out by a baseball bat too. That wouldn't happen. Period. Regardless of healing, regardless of anything, he gets dazed by a baseball bat shortly after, which is another note in here.
I can explain that.
Okay.
See the healing.
You see his tum-tum had a shotgun wound in it. Wasn't healing. Okay. He's fighting a lot. Tired.
That also, okay, that's
eaten.
One thing is his stamina.
Yeah, the stamina, yeah. I get, and that's one, okay, that's the second thing that I do like, is later he's fucking huffing and
he's
puffing.
He's gassed, yeah.
Yeah, so like I actually do like that later. That's mm-hmm. I didn't put a note, but I noticed it. So that I get, but just the actual bink to the head mm-hmm. would not daze him, regardless of his healing. And I was like, come on now. Okay, he survived a nuclear blast. Fine. He's jumping off of buildings and taking bullets to the fucking chest. Okay, but a baseball bat is his fucking enemy? Like,
make a bomb of baseball bats.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
His weakness.
Harley Quinn, he cannot fucking, can't handle her.
Oh, I mean, man. Now he can.
Well, depends.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, any other notes on the funeral?
What else happened?
Because I don't know where your guys' notes are and stuff, so I'm just going to keep going until, and you
mine
guys chime
in. Mine was
mainly
just talking shit about people.
Oh, okay. Mm. Fair enough.
No, mine...
Because I'm now on, after the funeral, I'm now on the train with my notes.
Dumbass train.
Yeah.
I don't even have anything about the train.
Okay.
I just have some that don't make sense. Mine says Mission to Mars, and I'll be your Buzz Lightyear.
Okay, not yet. That's later. That's later.
Oh, that's one to the, when they get to the Love mm-hmm. Hotel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, okay. They're on the train. After the they run away from the Yakuza after the funeral, they're on the train.
Mm-hmm. She's and like, she's leave like, me alone
yeah.
again.
Mm-hmm. And she's like, don't worry about me. I can take care of myself because I have a secret hideout, everyone on this train. And it's like, shut up. It's a secret hideout.
Where is it, you
yeah,
say?
Yeah. She does say.
At the end of the line.
Yeah, it's at the end of the line. Fucking three blocks over. And it's stocked full of food. The key is under the mat. I'm the only one there. Don't worry about it. You get that, everybody? And there's dudes on the train. There's Yakuza everywhere. Like, mm-hmm. And she's like, no, yeah, this is where I'm going. I hate that. Like, come on, lady. It's a secret. Shut up about the fucking plan.
Well, it's classic... James Bond villain stuffs.
Yeah. That all way too much exposition and mm-hmm. over-explaining and all of that.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, yeah, just like how they wanted to kill her and they wanted to kidnap her first. Right? Who's the one that said that? Like, if you want to kill her, just kill her.
And that is I. Because yeah. they had the grandfather? Yeah, grandfather had yeah. said, oh, fucking protect her because the Yakuza want to kill her. She's my everything and they want to take everything away from me and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, oh, cool. Fucking shoot her then. Mm-hmm. Like, boom. We did it, boss.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you know what? Solved. No movie.
Yeah, that's true.
See, that can explain a lot of stuff then.
Yeah.
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 No movie. God damn it, man. I hate that so much.
Mm-hmm. So we're on the roof of the bullet train.
Mm-hmm.
And this random Yakuza guy with a knife, a single knife, is able to keep up in a fight with Wolverine. Mm-hmm. Even though he's gassed and bleeding out and whatever, knives for hands is his skill. Mm-hmm. Like, that's his go-to. And he's, like, well-versed in it. He's the knife guy. And this random Yakuza is like, no, yeah, me and you, guy. Same.
Maybe he's Yakuza's knife guy.
I guess. But even that, he only has one.
Yeah, that's how good he is.
Yeah, okay, that's fair. I just had an issue with him keeping up with Wolverine.
Yeah,
but
no,
okay,
that,
if he's...
I thought that was ridiculous when they were... When they went back and forth so much. Mm-hmm. If there was a little back and forth and then gone, okay, cool.
Yeah, or multiple knife guys, and so he's having to... Here, over here, where he's over here, cool. But a single knife guy with a single knife? Mm-hmm. No.
And then he gets rid of him by tricking him.
Yeah.
Like, not even killing him.
Yeah, he doesn't even... I'm sure
he's dead.
He didn't actually kill him. He got the sign to do it.
Yeah. He tricked him.
Yeah, he got the sign to do his dirty work.
Yeah.
So, okay, this is where we get to the Love Hotel.
Brown chicken, brown cow.
Yep. So, that's your thing. Mission to Mars.
Yeah, what are you guys picking? There was Mars Room.
Mm-hmm.
Dungeon.
And...
Something else.
Cabin in the Woods. I don't know.
Yeah.
Third.
But okay. But my question is, you can have any situation, any room you want, and it's like made special for you. Where do you go? What room are you guys picking?
Dungeon.
Yeah.
I think she's going back to the original house to get in that bed.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. She's like needle bed. That's my thing.
Anything.
Anything.
Huh.
It can be your Japanese war camp. Okay. It could be.
With the soundtrack of all the voices just crying.
Exactly. It could be any of it. Yeah.
It just rocks me to sleep.
Yeah.
I don't know. Do you know?
I think mine would be. I'm assuming it's like a. Oh, magic room or whatever, like where it'll be whatever we want it to be, you know, that kind of deal.
Ooh, mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. So that's my question.
Okay.
Mine is like a forested mountainy area where it's like nice and fresh, like you say, even though that's ridiculous. That would be amazing to stay in a place like that.
Mine's kind of similar then.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I need shade.
Mm-hmm.
And then there has to be a bed.
Well, yeah. I imagine it's a hammock, but also with the pins.
No, mine's just a bed.
Okay.
And then...
That's not fun, but okay.
There's cold breeze. And then there's a blanket.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just cold.
A bearskin blanket?
No! Sherpa blanket.
Okay.
You'd kill Sherpas
for
that.
Yeah, made of many Sherpas.
Yeah.
All right, nice. And you?
I want to go to sleep.
Well, now, I mean, after experiencing snow, I kind of really like that. Like, I remember going up to Big Bear, and the deck was just covered in snow. And, like, everything just looked super nice. The table, the chairs, everything was just a little light. Powder on there, and it just looked real nice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I like that. So it's probably something like that.
Very nice.
And, you know, the combination of, the cold with being cuddled up and blanket and all that.
Yeah. Very nice.
Damn, they're all outdoorsy, but forest.
Snow. Mountaintop. The Alps.
Snowy forest, I guess. Yeah.
No.
Hmm.
The outdoors is nice. We should do that sometime.
I've been wanting to.
Yeah.
You say you've been wanting to, but what?
Yeah.
What are we supposed to do?
Okay, let's go on Monday.
Camp? I'm down. I'm not working. My truck's out of service.
Let's go.
I work.
Mm.
But you've been wanting to.
We need to plan it.
We're planning it now for next week.
Oh, next week?
Yeah, for Monday.
No, I need to give notice at work. You know this.
We try.
You're Tuesday. Just, you're setting me up for failure.
No, we're setting you up.
For
you're
failure.
Failing on your own.
No. No.
You okay, guys know we'll plan it then. Legitimately, we'll plan it. Because I do want to go. Especially before, like, summer and shit. You know, it'd be nice to get it in this temperate area. Like, that'd be nice. As people are freezing in fucking Texas. Sorry.
No more.
Oh, no more?
No more.
Oh, it okay. Was like well, then fine, yes.
Yeah, this for the weekend, they're getting pretty good weather now. Oh, it's supposed good. To be, like, super sunny
but
and everything.
Are they
so.
Currently freezing?
No, because everybody got back. Well, not everybody, I guess. A lot of people ended up getting electricity yesterday.
Mm. Okay, good. Well, then it's fine. So, yeah. I hate Snake Lady.
Oh.
Oh, God.
My note is she's not doing anything cool. No. She's just blowing on stuff and sucking on others. Like, develop as a character already.
Oh, introduce me to Snake Lady then.
She can melt your little fucking ding dong, man.
If she's blowing on stuff and sucking on,
I guess
whatever you said.
Yeah, but that's all she's doing so far. Like until
and she's saving that chocolate chip.
Yeah, that's,
she's also
doing
poking
that.
Things with her little.
No, mom. Not yet. At this point, she hasn't poked nothing yet. She's just all she's done is sucked on Logan and blown on Ninja Face.
Yeah,
yeah, that's all she's done so far.
Wait, she cut him with her little long nail.
Oh, yeah, she did. She's like, oh, blah, 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 whatever, whatever, on his cheek.
Yeah, and then she blew on his face, and then he got bubbles. Yeah.
He's like, ah, oh, okay. My raccoon wound.
Yeah, you're right. I'm wrong. It's right here is where she blew on Logan. She fucking...
She presented herself as Jean.
She did. There was two things. She'd done
hey,
it twice already.
Baby.
Yeah. Yeah, and then she spits in a jar, which was real gross.
Well, that's weird.
But yeah, my whole thing, she's just not a character. There's no depth to her at all. She's just, I'm a bad guy for the sake of bad guying.
Yeah.
And I hate that.
Yeah, she's a pretty shitty bad guy.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Bad girl.
Yeah.
A bad guy
she's
girl.
She's a bad girl.
A bad, yeah.
Girl.
Yeah, I didn't like her.
Yeah.
Me neither. But she had nice shoes.
I guess.
But bad gloves.
Yeah, bad Michael Jackson gloves.
Yeah. So, Mariko makes it to her house, her secret hideout that everyone knows about now down south.
That everyone knows where to go look for.
Yeah.
Because the neighbors were like, excuse me, fucking you with the American.
You with the muscles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Come help us move a tree, yeah?
Well, we...
And by come help us,
you
means
do it.
You do it.
Yeah. Because everyone here is 90.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, my kids play around you.
They're either what? 9 or 90. What? That's
yeah,
it.
Yeah, why do I have 9-year-olds? Who knows?
Oh, shit. So, yeah, and she just has a fully furnished, stocked house with fresh food, but no one knows that it's there. Like, someone bought those fucking groceries and put them in that house. Like, there's somebody out there who was like, oh, yeah, I'm the key to this backstory, and I can totally, like, sabotage all of this.
Maybe on the way there, they stopped by the grocery store.
On the train? On the bullet train? Is that what that lady was selling in that cart? Fucking groceries?
Yeah, they picked apples, or they got apples from somebody in the cart.
No, she robbed the old man for apples. They didn't go pick them. He did.
Maybe she has a family friend that takes care of the place for her.
Yeah, but it's a secret hideout that she says nobody knows about.
Yeah, except for that person.
Weird face, yeah, we know that. Oh, that's my next note.
Oh, and they fucked.
Yeah, well, not yet.
Yeah, didn't they already fuck?
No, not yet. When he's done fucking her, she... I have a note about that, too, but that's afterwards. Right now, they go to the hidey hole. Remember? Like, oh, my hole. So right before they find his hidey hole, that's my note. She definitely steals that old man's fruit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're still trying to keep track of where we are, aren't you?
They didn't fuck yet. They had
I
soup
they did.
With the magic chopsticks. Remember?
Oh, yeah, magic chopsticks.
Yeah. So, okay. Then my next after that, I don't know if you guys have notes on this or not, but it's cyborg or android.
That's exactly what I wrote. I put cyborg or android. Who would you fuck?
Okay, both is my answer.
You do both?
Okay, because this was the discussion that we had where I think an android is a full robot with a meat suit, whereas a cyborg is part human, part robot. That's what I think it is. I don't know if that's accurate, but that's my understanding of these two things. I would fuck them both.
See, I agree with your explanation of them, yes. But I would only bang the cyborg.
You still need it to be...
human.
Technically human.
Alive.
Define life, though.
A heartbeat.
From an... Define heart.
That's why I'm like, I it'd be cyborg. And it also depends on, you know, what percentage, what are the 1% ratios on here?
No, 1%.
1% cyborg and 99%.
1% human.
No,
it's Krang.
Oh, no, no.
It's
pass
Krang.
On that one then. No,
that,
no,
that's,
I thought it was the
nope,
other way around.
You said that's
no.
The only options. Mm-mm. Nope.
No. At that point, yeah.
It's
no,
either Krang
point,
or take Krang away.
No.
There's
no. No, I.
I Googled it.
Which one?
The difference between an android and a cyborg.
Oh, what is it?
Is that an android is an actual robot built to make a human life easy and is made to look like a Homo sapien, although some may also have emotions programmed in them. Whereas a cyborg is a living organism with some robotic or mechanical parts that extend its capabilities. Mm,
there you go. Okay, yeah. So accurate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you're fucking cyborg. Krang.
Nope. Oh, the Terminator is not a cyborg.
No,
he's an android. Robot.
Yeah, he's an android.
Yeah, that's what we had said during the movie.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he's a robot all the way through.
I would say android because of the meat.
Yeah.
I feel like a robot is the
no meat.
Is him
no
with
nothing.
No meat. Yeah. That's a robot.
With
then you
meat?
Put meat on him, he's an android.
Yeah.
Then you put Krang in his head, Abraham's fucking him. Yeah, right? That's accurate.
No, not
I
right.
I feel like...
I do not know.
I feel like we nailed this 100%.
Nope.
Yeah.
Nope.
So, okay. Then you're right. They fuck. Logan and Mariko do it.
Put on their little kimonos and just bang out.
They put on their kimonos and they touch their kinonos. So, okay. And then Mariko is, in quotation marks, kidnapped. And I put quotation marks because they just fucked. And then suddenly she's silently outside, fully dressed, miles away. Didn't scream, didn't make no noise. Nobody's covering her mouth. Nobody's anything. Because as soon as Logan realizes she's gone, he's like, Mariko. And she's like, yeah, no, I'm over here.
Maybe she was gardening.
She was leaving. That's what it was. She was not kidnapped. She was just leaving.
So I figured she went outside for something.
For the leaving?
No.
I think she was gardening.
I don't know. A little suspicious for it, for me, man. I'd look into it. Don't do it, Logan. Don't do it.
You already did it.
Well, okay, do that, but don't...
Don't do it again.
Don't commit. No, I'll do it again. Fine. Don't commit. Remain ever vigilant. That's all I'm saying, man.
No, I think, I think she ended up going outside for something. Maybe she threw the trash out. I don't know.
There was another tree.
Did you want to go take more apples from that old man?
Oh, okay. That's fair.
Happy?
The old man told the Yakuza where she was.
Because of the apples.
Because of the apples.
So fucking pissed.
We're solving this, man. Nice.
He's like, this bitch.
Oh, my God. Poor man.
And he says, how about them apples as they throw her in the car? Yes.
Oh, goddamn.
So my thing is there's so much talking in this movie, but so little actually happens. And then when he says, I don't have time for this, when like, yeah, neither do we,
that
man.
That was my next
make
note.
With the fucking stabbing. Like, yep. None of us have time for this.
I love how when he said, I don't have time for this shit, she goes, when I was 5 years old. I was like, he just told you he doesn't have time for this. Come on.
Oh, poor squishy face. She just wants people to talk to her.
Yeah. Well, be less weird like that.
Yeah. And how psychic is she?
Yeah, because she can't see a lot of things.
Yeah.
Yeah, she saw like two things.
Yeah. But they're like, oh, they keep me around for my premonitions. And it's like, you didn't see anything.
There's so many things you could have avoided.
Yeah.
But then again.
Or is it just death?
No movies.
Because it can't be just death. Because, well.
Maybe. Because
she didn't see the grandfather pass away.
That's why it wasn't death.
But she saw Logan die.
Yeah, but to find death, he didn't die.
She saw him with his hand on his heart. Or his heart in his hand.
Yeah.
She saw those guys in the bar dying in a car crash.
Mm-hmm.
But why not the grandpa? Maybe because he had those little... Oh, yeah, that's true.
Oh, but
yeah.
She would have seen him die. Oh, he died falling off of a mountain.
Yeah, that's
with
weird.
Your claws in his face.
And he was young.
Yeah, exactly.
So
yeah,
that's odd. Far into the future can she see?
She saw the...
More than a week.
The hunters.
Yeah, because the hunters were a week from that day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she saw Logan, and this all took multiple days. I mean, they planned a funeral and flew to Tokyo and shit.
She's bad psychic.
Yeah, she's.
They should take her back to the
don't
trash.
Do it, Logan. A little, it's a little suspicious. She's choosing what she sees here, you know?
Yeah.
Maybe that's why she wants to be his bodyguard, so she can betray him.
Mm-hmm. Probably.
Mm-hmm.
I actually I don't know who her character is. She probably does betray him.
Squishy face? I don't know.
Yeah.
I never followed like the Silver Samurai. And
yeah, all of that.
Whole...
I don't know much of that story. Yeah.
Let me
yeah.
Google it.
Who is Squishy Face? So, and then there's a ninja scene. And this has nothing to do with the movie.
And nobody even rapped. I was disappointed in that.
What do you mean?
A ninja rap.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that is
her. That's what was in the headphones as they're going. That's how they're so quiet. Because that's my question is, how are they so fucking quiet? Or how quiet are real ninjas?
Yeah.
That's my thing. But you're right. It's they have headphones, sound canceling headphones, and it's just go ninja, go ninja, go.
I will.
So she is the Yukio from Deadpool.
Oh, is she?
Yeah, that's why when he said her name, mm-hmm. I was like, "Hi, Wade," and he's like, "Hi, Yukio."
Oh, okay.
That's her.
All right.
It's the same character.
But were you doing that because you knew, or because?
Because I recognize the name.
Mm, I see.
But I didn't know it was her. Yeah.
Hmm.
But that's who she's supposed to be.
She's being racist.
Mm, possibly.
No, it's because I remembered it.
She remembered a thing and...
Yeah. And then I forgot it.
And... Those are the lumps inflating and deflating, just for the listeners.
But yeah, ninja scene.
Mm-hmm.
This is when Logan showed up. At the bottom?
To the house?
Mm.
When he got all arrowed up?
What ninja scene were you talking
about?
No,
that's way, way later. This is where...
All the ninjas in
right
the house.
In the house, correct,
okay,
yeah.
Where...
Because what I have
when he
is...
he was hiding?
No. No. That's also way later.
I'm confused.
Yeah, this one... Oh, wait, no, it is when he was hiding. It is that.
Okay.
Yeah, it is that. It's slightly before that scene, yeah. So it's when, okay, what I have is when Snake Face stabbed the bad dad, I feel like the poison was unnecessary because, like, she stabbed him in the jugular with a pen, like a pointy pen, and, like, that totally would have killed him, no problem.
Yeah.
That's it. That's my
maybe.
Whole thing. Maybe. Stabbing someone in the jugular, they die in seconds.
If that's what she hit.
I mean.
She's not a doctor. She's just a snake lady.
She is a doctor.
She was pretending to be a doctor.
Yeah.
No, she is. She said she was a chemist and all of that shit.
Yeah.
Oh, it's
but
a chemist.
A chemist, not a people doctor.
Still a doctor.
No, but you think you
still
can learn.
Still a doctor.
You think you can learn the anatomy of someone's body by being a chemist?
I think I can learn where somebody's jugular is.
And you can also possibly miss it. I've seen some. Okay, you say that. But I saw somebody go down on a bicycle and cut, literally slice their neck open, maybe a 4-inch gash.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't hit the jugular.
Yeah, but she wasn't aiming for the jugular. My whole thing, I feel like the poison was unnecessary because she stabbed him in the fucking throat. He would have died from that.
No, I think she wanted to make sure she covered all bases and was like,
and then she
I'm
didn't.
Let this one.
She still failed.
Well, then it goes to show that, yeah, she should. She should have double poisoned
it. She wouldn't have hit the jugular then.
All right.
She missed the jugular and she didn't put enough poison.
She's bad at everything. Yeah. I just hate her.
She's bad all
so
around.
Fucking much. I hate her. And then what's the point of poisoning Logan if they're just going to put spiders in his blood?
You better do cocaine about it. Yeah.
Because like the spider is what's doing the damage, not the poison. Yeah. Yeah. The poison didn't do shit.
Yeah,
so like that chick was 1000% pointless. They used poison a lot in this movie and it served zero purposes other than killing the bear. That's the only time poison was effective in this movie.
No, and that wasn't even her poison, right?
No, that's just regular old run-of-the-mill poison.
Bear poison.
Yeah, bear poison. Bear poison. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm trying to think.
Who did her poison actually kill?
Nobody. Like, she acided a guy, like a random thug or whatever.
The one that she kissed.
Yeah. Oh, and a guy on the street. Yeah.
Yeah.
So she killed a couple of regular people, but characters? No, she didn't actually do anything. Even Bad Dad, she fucking stabbed him in the jugular and poisoned him, and he still came to sword fight fucking Wolverine.
Well, yeah, and he was all okie doke.
He was all okie doke?
Mm-hmm. It was okay.
Yeah.
Man, that chick is bad.
At everything. Yeah.
Bad villain.
Yeah. So, okay. Bad Dad comes around after being poisoned and all that, trying to kill Logan with a sword. But this is what we talked about. Like, regardless of healing, regardless of anything, Logan genuinely can't be killed by a sword. But then this was the argument where you stated your point.
Yeah, he can't, like, the way... Yeah, you can't chop him up.
Yeah.
Because the bones aren't going to let him. But you for sure can try and angle it in between the ribs and stab the heart.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
If you can get it in the right spot. It's real difficult.
As a swordsman,
mm-hmm.
he's able to be that have that surgical accuracy. But as a doctor, the lady is not able to know where a throat is.
She's not a doctor.
She is a doctor.
She's a chemist.
That's a doctor. She has a doctorate in poison.
No, just she is a doctor isn't going to...
She is a doctor.
Yes, no, she is.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean she knows...
Killing a man by stabbing his throat is easier than puncturing a man's lung or heart with when you can't hit the ribs. Like, you have to go through the ribs.
No, I think that's pretty easy.
I don't think that's easy at all.
I think that's pretty
easy.
No, not with a sword.
What else was he supposed to do?
No, I get it. But I mean, like... it's the same thing as the bullets. Logan could just stand there and be like, okay, cool, you broke your sword on my throat. Now I can fucking just stab you to death.
Mm-hmm.
It's the physics of Wolverine that I have. It's the same thing that I have a problem with, where you're supposed to believe that he's in some kind of jeopardy because this guy has a sword. Like, it's a single guy with a sword. Same thing, a single Yakuza with a knife is going to do nothing. If there's 1,000 guys with swords, sure. Maybe.
He might scratch.
Yeah, then he has a difficult time. He'll be tired.
You mean 1,000 guys with arrows?
See, that I believe. That I'm okay with. Even though they would not have been puncturing him enough to stop him. They would have just ripped out of his back because they wouldn't go through him. But that's a note for later.
Hmm.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of a skeleton.
Mm-hmm.
There's gaps. There's
yeah. No, I
no,
know
there are. Yeah,
gaps, yeah.
Ribbies.
Mm-hmm. That's why I think it'd
right
be pretty easy.
Here.
See, so I just don't think.
And it'll hit bone. And if you hit it right dead center, yeah, it'll stop. But I feel like if you hit it a little too low, a little too high, it's gonna do that to it. It's gonna deflect it up or down.
Yeah, but to hit the heart is actually
yeah,
pretty
to hit
well.
The heart, yeah,
the harder lungs. That's what you have to hit to kill them.
Oh, I think the lungs is pretty easy to hit. The heart a lot harder. I feel like
I
if you're trying to go for the heart, you're going to have to come from this angle or this angle.
Yeah, that's how they do it.
Like Jeebus.
Right here.
That's exactly what it is. You have to come from the side.
Yeah.
That's why that thing is it's either the brain or the heart that, what is it called? Like the sympathy, the mercy, they called it in Battlefields. It's an ice pick. It's a long ice pick that they would shove into your ribs on the side and puncture your heart or into your brain.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes, I think. I mean, I don't know. I've never done it,
right,
but I think
right.
That's pretty easy.
I don't know. Fighting a moving person and puncturing their heart or lungs with the tip of your sword, because it can't
but,
be a slash.
But he wasn't moving when he was he was dead on the table. Remember when he was like, "No, I'm gonna
that's
kill
why."
This guy.
At that point, yes. If you're if someone, yeah, like that, I understand why he's attacking him. Yeah. But once he gets up, it's like,
"Oh yeah, no, he you stand no chance."
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
So he's like, "Don't hit my friends." I was like, "Well,
you're done."
Yeah,
yeah. That's my thing is that you there's no jeopardy, no danger whatsoever. The only thing is if he decides to kill his daughter, that's the danger.
Yeah.
Other than that, who cares if he has a sword?
Yeah, true, which eventually he ended up not caring because he just took it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He was just like, huh. Stab.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
And he whispered in his ear, pero little as yeah, that's what he did.
Oh, man.
Yeah. And then after that fight, they're like, all right, we're out of here. We're going to go on to the next scene. And they knock over a coffee table. And there's just the schematics of the secret weapon just on the coffee table.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, not in a secret base, not in a lab, not in anything. It's in the grandpa's room in clear view of everyone next to the tea. Schematics.
To be fair, that's probably where I'd have them, too.
Yeah, but okay, then why do you have a secret base bunker that's like, it's like, the oh, it runs in the family. They just leave their secrets out for everyone and be like, oh, I have a secret base over here now, guys.
Well, that, but also, if you're going to be working on it. Yeah. Well, probably not drawing, but if you're working on it and you're not, you know, you're not going to be at the secret base. I mean.
He's a workaholic.
You take it with you. Like, I don't know why he had all of it.
Yeah.
But.
Like, you can see it's just a picture of it. It's not even like. The parts broken down or an exploded view or anything. It's just a picture of it. He's like, oh, this is cool. I'm going to turn this into a poster.
Yeah.
You know?
Because I'd understand if it was just a blown up part of the problematic area to try and figure that out.
Yeah.
But not the whole thing. When she like just kind of pulled it out, I think it only showed like the full suit, but like half
of it.
Yeah. And I was like,
why is that a thing?
Yeah.
Why did you even print that out?
Yeah. Did you forget what it looks like?
Yeah.
Because it's too big. Doesn't fit on one sheet. So he printed the other half. So he can just...
And with their powers combined.
Yeah, exactly.
Because he was going to put on his
wall. It's crafts day. He's going to get some scotch tape and put it up into a little... yeah, he's going to frame it. Oh, and then here I just... It's reiterating my whole issue. This is... The note about the nuclear blast and all of that was supposed to happen now.
Yeah.
I feel like his power is very way too much. That's it. But poison takes him down super quick, which it shouldn't. Stupid. He can be knocked out by a bat. But like earlier, he's like shot and he's fine, and then he's not fine with certain bullets, and it doesn't make sense to me. Regardless of how poisoned and how many spider heart things he has, like it just
what was it.
The thing from the Matrix.
Little octopus?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a Matrix thing.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I remember.
Mm-hmm.
But she had that in her throat?
She had it in her throat?
Yeah, how else did he get that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Must have.
She just threw it up into his mouth.
Yeah.
Yeah. Does she produce them?
I guess. She's like, here, baby bird.
Yeah.
What a sick bitch.
Yeah.
So her power is poison and...
And octopus.
Matrix robots.
Octopuses.
Yeah. Poison and octopuses.
Bad powers. Very bad powers.
Effective, though. I mean, if she can take down the Wolverine almost, it's pretty good.
Mm-hmm. And how come the old man had two of them? Why didn't she put two in Wolverine?
Yeah, I'd imagine it's the other way around.
Yeah. Like, you're going to want like 50 of them in Wolverine. Because, have them like. To have them stop his arms and shit, you know, like
just cover him in little octopuses.
Close his eyes. You need two, one in each eye. Wolverine is not effective.
You know what? Maybe she can only have one in her mouth at a time. So she made out with the grandpa twice, and she's like, "Oh,
no,
I can't
put
do
one
this anymore."
This way, and she put the other one this way.
Oh, oh shit!
Yeah,
and they both ended up at the heart.
Exactly, because we all know the way to a man's heart. This way and this way.
Oh, God.
Oh.
But yeah, since she only had one chance to make out with Logan, maybe that's why he only had one.
Yeah, maybe.
It's like,
maybe.
Hey, come here. I'm Gene. Psych.
Here's my octopus baby.
Yeah. That's it. You're a daddy now. And you are the one that's impregnated.
Yeah. Man. Oh, but his baby lived near his heart.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking right now. I was like, he just loves you.
Wow. You guys are...
My arms are tired from hugging. You don't remember that? When Bender was God, and he's like, reach, grab my hand. And he's like, I can't. My arms are tired from hugging. Damn. So, okay. Silver Samurai? Completely unnecessary. Like, why is he so big? Why does he have a sword?
Why? Yeah. Why is he a robot?
What? Yeah. Why a robot?
He's a Gundam.
And
pretty
he
much.
Would be ridiculously heavy.
Yeah.
That's it. Those are my notes on Silver Samurai. Like, the fuck is the point?
Yeah, I didn't like this. The Silver Samurai. Like I said earlier, I don't know much about Silver Samurai, but the little that I do know. Mm-hmm. Silver Samurai was an actual person.
He was a
not
dude, yeah.
A fucking robot suit. So yeah. I didn't like it. That's why I never watched the movie.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, not what I remember.
Because you know what I feel like? I don't like the like TMNT 2. The new ones. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 2, whatever. The live action, whatever the fuck. I don't like that one because I hate Krang's voice. But the rest of it is really good. I just hate Krang's voice. Shredder in that movie is a way better Silver Samurai than Silver Samurai is in this movie.
Shredder in the new TMNT?
Yeah.
Huh.
The Megan Fox one?
Yeah. Yeah, the Megan Fox ones, exactly. He is a better representation of Silver Samurai than this thing is.
Yeah.
I haven't watched those movies.
No, you should watch them just for fun. They're good.
Yeah.
I just hate
Krang's they have voice. Arrow in it, right?
Yeah.
He's Casey.
Yes. He's Casey, yeah.
I think you have seen it.
Krang's voice is legitimately this.
Wasn't and it that in the cartoon?
He's like, Shredder.
Yeah,
that is. But this is just, it's you know who it is? It's fucking Ray Romano's brother doing it.
The super deep voice?
Yeah.
Aww.
And so it's
what?
Just trash.
Like
the
that.
Voice is so bad. It would have been better served with his voice, honestly. It's not Krang. It wouldn't have been Krang, but it would have been a better voice. It's just him doing this and whatever, and it's
but in the deep,
it's just
blah, 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 blah.
It not even that deep. It's just crap. The voice is one of the worst voices I've ever seen in film.
Oh,
yeah,
that sucks. You know who had one of the best voices? Was Tex Avery, who did Shredder in the cartoons.
Oh,
ooh,
wait, Tex Avery.
Yeah,
who's that?
Tex Avery. No. Tex Avery's a cartoon dude.
Yeah, you're thinking Uncle Phil.
Yeah.
I don't know his name.
Avery something.
Uncle
Phil.
What's
Uncle Phil's name?
Oh.
That's why I was like, Tex Avery was
John.
Not.
James Avery.
There you go.
I knew he was an Avery.
I was close.
Mm-hmm.
John?
I knew there was a J in there.
Yeah.
There were letters. There's Boyds.
Okay.
Yeah, James Avery. He has fucking great ass voice.
Yeah. Damn.
And back to Shredder.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, where are we in the movie?
Oh, Silver Samurai was introduced, and he has a sword. That sword is hollow because it has some kind of heating element inside it, which is important apparently.
Mm-hmm.
What does that run on? Like, it looks like it runs on fucking lava because it just cuts through everything and melts through everything.
Yeah.
But it's got to be batteries because it's not powered by the samurai because Logan then picks up that sword.
Mm-hmm. And he said, come on.
Yeah.
And he was
bub.
Like, two hands.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then.
It's working.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it runs on batteries. What kind of batteries heats up adamantium enough to burn through other adamantium?
Energizer.
Yeah, I guess.
Well, okay.
Carbulary batteries.
Nice. Nailed it.
Can adamantium cut through adamantium, or does it just stop it?
I would assume it just stops it, right?
That's what I would assume, because you can only go through if
it's the same
harder.
Force.
Yeah. Or hot, apparently.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, too. So since they're both the same, because it's hot.
But heating it up would make it softer.
True.
Which means that the sword would, like, break.
Yeah, because if the sword is hot enough to cut the adamantium that is being hit, that means the one that has the constant heat should be even hotter than whatever's being hit currently. Yeah,
so that's why the physics of this makes zero sense to me. I have many issues with this movie's physics and the way they work with adamantium.
Let's get the sword on the line. I got a couple of questions for it. Why are you the way that you are?
Exactly. I hate so much about the things that you choose to be. So, all right. Enough with the physics, because I've been going on about it the whole fucking show. Mariko's dude, Ninja Face, confuses the fuck out of me.
Ooh, Halala?
Halala, yeah. Banana. Mm-hmm. I don't know what his deal is, and he's just flipping and flopping sides left and right.
Yeah.
Because he's fighting everybody and trying to protect everybody or nobody. So, like, I genuinely couldn't follow. Because
he was
follow.
In cahoots with Snake Face.
Yeah. And his thing was for the greater good.
Mariko. Yeah, to protect Mariko. But then the grandpa's like, nah, kill this bitch. And he's like, yo, yeah, fuck you, Mariko. What's up, master? And he keeps calling him that.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like.
But he didn't do it. Maybe he was just playing the role.
For which one, though? He's a double agent.
For everyone. Because, yeah, the only thing I remember from him, it was at the end when he was saying, yeah, no, I know she's evil, but we'll deal with her. Fucking later, pretty much.
Mm. He's talking about Snake Lady. He knew that she was bad, evil.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. She's not gonna kill nobody.
Yeah,
everyone's fine.
So that's why I was like, okay.
And then she sheds.
Oh yeah,
well, I don't get understand.
She sheds.
Yeah, I don't know what the point of that was.
To reveal her baldness. Duh.
I guess.
Like, what was the point of her shedding?
Like to make her a little more snaky.
Yeah, in the middle of a battle,
so you can see
just
how snake-like she could
can
be.
Mm.
We need to watch that movie.
Yeah. Aww. So yeah. So happy when Snake Face dies.
Yeah.
Like so happy. Like good on fucking Yuki. Good on you, Squishy Face.
Yeah. Wait, how did she die?
Squish Face. Oh, her neck.
Oh yeah.
With the elevator.
Thing
ropes.
Bobby. Yeah.
Her head did that.
Yeah.
Snap.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It should have been ripped off now, thinking about
it. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Pretty sure it was.
But they can't show it. It's not rated R.
Right.
Yeah.
They need to make all movies. Well, okay, not all movies. They need to make a lot of movies rated R.
Okay, I'm not done with Silver Samurai.
Uh-huh.
When Logan cuts off the head of Silver Samurai and it exposes the little old man inside there, 1,000% the little alien from Men in Black.
Yep.
Like... That's exactly what it is. Belt?
Oh, man.
Yes. What is word? You can say what is word. You can't say belt.
On Orion's.
Yeah. You said all of those things. But yeah, 100%. That little old man looks like that fucking alien. Oh, man. Oh, and then your lady, Jean Grey, is Logan's idea of heaven. You know what I mean? Like, that's him when he's dying. That's what he sees. When he dreams, that's what he sees. All of that. But then suddenly he's like, nope, I'm banging Mariko now.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck off, babe. Not bub.
Yeah. Babe.
No, there we go. He's moved on.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, all of a sudden he doesn't want to die.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm not going to live in a cave no more. Bitch has money. That's what it was.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to get a cave built in right here.
Yeah, like a man cave. Yeah,
exactly.
With cigars and I don't know. What alcohol does he drink? It's got to be beer, right?
Whiskey.
I'd assume it was whiskey.
I assumed it was, but I can't remember him drinking.
Canadian whiskey.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
that
when
makes
he
sense.
Was at the
yeah.
bar, right?
Yeah.
That makes sense. Well, he didn't drink that, though. He poured it on the dude's hand.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
When he had his own bottle?
Oh, no, that's right. I don't remember what it was. I didn't pay attention to what it was.
It was a whiskey.
Was it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, then. Cool. I just, from the comics, I never knew. I knew he smoked cigars. I didn't know what he drank. I just knew that he drank.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
He looks like a whiskey guy.
Yeah, he does. That's why I assumed it was, but I never saw it, you know, so.
He's a Michelob Ultra kind of guy.
Oh, man. You don't know how much that would bother me.
Like James Bond, he enjoys a Heineken now.
Oh.
Yeah.
Fucking, oh, jeez.
Yep.
No. My Bond likes martinis.
Chicken, how does he? I was going to say. Stirred. There it is.
Mm-hmm. Dirty?
No. Not dirty.
In a dirty glass to show how tough he is.
Mm. Mm-hmm. The broken glass.
Yeah. So, okay. The end of the movie, pretty much. We're there. Yuki is like, oh, I'm your bodyguard.
No, she's trying to kill him.
Like, you're real bad at this.
When?
Exactly. What did you do to guard my body? Because my body has been fucked literally the entire movie. That's kind of the plot. And for all of my fights,
hey, no.
You were not there.
She tried really hard.
Yeah, he could have gotten scratched very bad.
Yeah, because he had already made his own little slice.
She was not there for the ninja fights in the house. Okay? Mm-hmm. She was not there for the Yakuza funeral. She was not there for the Silver Samurai fight.
She was there for the Yakuza funeral.
She was present.
She was fighting.
But she did not protect Logan at all. She was doing her own thing. Well, just like...
She was being attacked.
They were trying to protect...
Maruchan.
Maruchan, yeah.
Maruchan.
Not going to take my noodles. But no, like, she was not there for any of it. And then at the end, yeah, she's tackling fucking Snake Lady. But, like, that's still not protecting Logan. That's just, yeah, I'm here in this building, but over there. You know? You know?
But maybe she means it in a more, like, I'm here for...
Moral
some
support?
Some support. Not exactly bodyguarding, but so that two people aren't fighting you at once. I'll try to fight this one. You know, at least long enough to where you can take care of that one, then come help me with this one.
Yeah, no? I guess. I just don't feel like she's a bodyguard, really.
Yeah, I mean, could have been a joke.
Yeah.
Just a very bad one.
I guess. It didn't land, for sure, for me anyway. Yeah, so, and that's the movie, because that's where it ends. What are you guys' take on the movie?
That's not where it ends, because then we have the credits.
Oh, yeah, true.
And then Professor X is
and
back.
Then the movie gets good.
Yeah, exactly, that's when it gets good.
It honestly does.
Yeah.
That little scene
because
was,
I was like,
better. Yeah.
What's going on here? Because I completely forgot about him in
future movies.
In future movies, yeah. And then I saw Professor X and I was like, oh my God, he's not dead. He's alive.
Yeah, see, I don't think it was a good movie. Mm-hmm. I think I was right in... not watching it, but I'm glad that I watched it so that I kind of know, I guess, for sure to stay away from it now.
Yeah,
because it doesn't help with any of the other movies except for that last part.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is like, it's a legit standalone that
it does not stand on its own.
Yeah.
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 So my thing is it's overall a long and dull movie that is with a story that is both way too complex and overly simple.
Yeah.
Because like nothing actually happens. There's a lot of talking. Nothing actually happens until like the very end. Like none of the characters mattered. No one did. And like we were talking about, the Snake Lady didn't actually do anything.
Right.
Grandpa didn't actually do anything. Bad Dad didn't actually do anything. Ninja Face didn't actually do anything. The Yakuza, they did more things because they actually shot up and hurt Wolverine. Mm-hmm. Whereas the rest of them just didn't do anything. Nothing actually happened. Except Mariko went with the bad guys and then Wolverine had to come get her.
Yeah.
Like, it just feels like a waste to me.
It's just like, hey, Wolverine, where were you that one weekend?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Oh, I was in
when I was
Japan.
Five. So, yeah, for me, 100% overall, two claws down.
Very true.
Yeah. Wow.
I feel like that was good. I liked it. I wrote it. I liked it.
I feel like you were waiting for that.
That's the end. That's my review of the movie. Yes, I'm waiting for that.
Two claws down.
I waited through that entire movie to be like, this is crap. Yeah, you're right.
I'm totally going to give it two claws
down. Two claws down, yeah.
What about you? What's your take on it?
I was like, whatever.
So, like, what, half a claw down or how many?
I'm not giving any claws.
Oh, that's worse than mine.
Mm-hmm.
Zero claws.
Yeah, mine is just bare hands.
Not even a Santa, huh?
Bare hands?
Bare hands.
The dead bear?
Oh, no. Like, bare, no claws.
Two bare hands down.
Two? Not even the four? You left the rest? Jesus.
Those bare feet.
Okay, that's fair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bare palms.
Wow.
Oh, jeez.
So, yeah, that's...
What about you?
I already said.
Yeah, he already said.
Oh. When?
That was the first one.
Yeah, because I had asked you guys. You said...
I have a headache. I'm sorry.
I had asked you guys, and then you talked about Professor X. Then he gave his. I did mine. You talked shit on mine, and then that's it.
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah, and then you brought the dead bear into it, so...
Poor dead
bear. I thought we were ending on two claws down.
Two claws down, two claws down.
She's just playing with a cat.
All right, everyone. Thanks.
Yeah.
Have a good night, guys.
That's the Wolverine. Well, okay. Don't go to paranomaly.co to check out our other show, TWTA. And don't go to TWTA on the IG to see what's going on over there, because we have... That's the our larger show. And we do reports. We talk about historical figures. We do hangy outy episodes where you kind of get to know us. And it's really fun. So, yeah, just say goodbye before I say any of that. That's cool. Do that, too.
Okay. Bye, everyone.
Thanks, guys. Bye.